Now, and the kind of thing you might have in your pocket to blow your nose with. Yeah.
A handkerchief.
All right. Now, what about some yeah, how about a different kind, though, that you might use, a big red one that you might use if you're working, that you might carry to wipe the sweat off you.
Oh, like a bandana or something?
Is that what you'd call that, a bandana?
I guess we would.
All right. Now, tell me about some different kinds of work clothes that you'd wear on the on a dairy farm, or on any farm, or on a ranch.
I'd probably start off with boots, I guess, and then Levi's or just Levi pants, and then shirt, and maybe something around your neck, especially if you're throwing hay or something. You'd want to wear something around your neck so the hay wouldn't go down.
And that, what would that be?
That would be a scarf, I guess, kerchief or something.
Would that would come to you more naturally than bandana? You know, would a bandana fit there, or you want something bigger than a bandana?
Bandana, I think, is always more of a term associated with something a woman would wear.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
All right, that's fine. What kind of boots?
Cowboy boots, I imagine, if you're going to ride a horse, although if you're going to work around the cows out in the stable or something, out in the barn, you'd want to wear those rubber kind that are a little impervious to what they leave behind.
Do they have a name?
Rubber boots, I think.
Okay, that's... Now, how about winter clothing? Any special kind of winter clothing that you can think of that you wear, especially out in the country? What do you call a big, heavy winter jacket, for example?
Oh, a parka.
All right.
I guess that would probably be it.
What is
sometimes that? The people wear sheepskin coats. They're pretty warm. Mm-hmm.
Describe a parka.
Generally, it has nylon outer and stuffing or whatever.
It has to be heavy. That wouldn't be a parka.
No, that's a windbreaker.
All right. But how about the do parkas always have?
Usually have hoods.
All right. But it's the heavy weight that makes it a parka, not the hood.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. Now, how about a heavy jacket? Another kind of a heavy jacket. I don't know if you use that term.
What, overcoat or?
No, just a short jacket. Shorter jacket.
You going for a Macintosh or something?
Something like that. Do you
but
use?
We don't use that.
Don't use that, or Mackinac.
No.
All right. You talk through. How about, let's see, work shoes? I think we've talked. Are there any other kind of work shoes?
Just boots. That's okay. All I know.
Now, what other kind you didn't really describe your house, your house you live in now. Can you give me kind of a word picture of that, walking in the front door?
Walk in the front door and once again a stairway to the left. And also to the left is the living room, to the right is the family room. Family room is, I guess, also the library where we have most of the books. And that's where we take visitors, keep them away from the inner sanctum, I guess. Then go in, there's a kitchen to the right, dining room straight ahead, sort of. Upstairs we have the bedrooms. Downstairs we at one time had some bedrooms. I don't know.
How about where you, do you have any, anything attached to the house?
Well, there's a carport.
You don't have a...
No garage. I guess the difference between a carport and a garage. Garage would have doors on it.
Is this enclosed all the way around?
The carport is on three sides, open on the fourth.
And just where you drive in?
Yeah.
But it's enclosed. We'd probably call that a garage. I just wondered if you can't leave it. How cold does it get there in the winter? For extended periods of time.